when blessing lost her blessings.
A radio drama produced by Jeremiah
Cletus Carton,
Augustine Monti,
Marie-Angeline Ochon,
Novette Anchanui,
Moïse Mbassa,
John Neba,
Okam Daniel,
Judith Ngono,
Osero Sarane,
Samuel Nemsefo,
Kafa Mekwi,
Edouard Wambon,
Bigoyi Daniel,
Abubakar Dieudonné.
Bonjour.
Je cherche Blessing.
Blessing, mon fils.
Oui, monsieur.
Entrez.
Merci.
Blessing.
Daddy.
Somebody is looking for you.
Who is that? Judith. Oh, Blessing.
Oh, mon ami.
Oui, welcome. Mon ami. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Sit down.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy down. To see you.
Oh, Judith, I'm grateful you have come to see me.
Yes, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
I am transferred here in Yaoundé. I was in Gawa. Then I am here now in Yaoundé with my family.
So, welcome to Yaoundé. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great.
And I heard about the death of your husband. I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Judith. Thank you, my
what
friend.
What happened?
You know, my husband had been sick for so long. He suffered a lot. We went to the hospitals, from hospital to hospital, and we did everything we could do. But finally, he passed away. So he died. And after his death, terrible things happened. You can see me now in my father's house, because I no longer have a house. You see, everything we had had been seized. The lands, everything. So I'm here in my father's house with my children. So you cannot just see them now because my sister took them with them so that they can just forget some of these things that happened. So I'm here, my father.
Oh, were you married with him? Did you have a marriage certificate?
Of course. Now that my father has left, I can explain everything to you. It is true that I was forced into that marriage by my father, but it was not a sad home, because finally I realized that the man loved me, and we were living a peaceful life. God bless us with our children and all what we had. So I was not complaining when he was alive.
And the in-law have taken all the wealth of the
everything,
of your husband.
Everything. They even beat me. Can you see this scratch?
I'm seeing it.
Yes, it's my sister-in-law. She came to fight me. She came to fight me in my house. She came right to my house. She fight me. And she pushed me out of the house with a brother.
And did you take the case to the court?
Yes. A friend advised me. I took the case to the court. And since now about 5 months, I'm there. Every month, I go there. But since today, no avail.
Did you have a lawyer who is taking the case, who is following the case? A lawyer?
You mean a lawyer?
Yeah.
My sister, you see my father, that my father can take a lawyer for me. I said that they have seized everything. Even my bank account is sealed for the moment. I don't have anything. And you know I'm not working. The man say, I should know my husband, he did not allow me to work. So I was just there like that. But I was taking good care of our children. And because of the fact that I was just a housewife, it makes my family to be balanced. So.
Okay, even papers. You don't have any papers of any goods you bring in when you were married with your husband, papers of...
Okay, I can hear. You mean the land title?
Yes.
Okay, I have the land titles. I have given them to my father. Yes, at least. I took them, I gathered them. My father is holding them with him.
Okay, I can bring you my help. Then we can go and see my relations. In court.
How?
Yes, we can meet the president of the tribunal here in Yaoundé. Yes, he's my friend. Yes.
Really?
From, yes.
Really? Yes, I've met him more. I've met him.
Yes.
One neighbor like that took me to that place because of the situation. When the person had heard about my situation, and since she's the witness, she witnessed what happened to me. She just said she promised to help me, and she took me there. We were there, but 5 months now, I'm telling you.
Okay, yeah, you met him alone, you alone, but now you
with that neighbor. That neighbor took me there.
Is it the lawyer?
She's working also there at the court.
You say there is a difference when you are meeting those people when you are alone or when you are assist with a lawyer. Then we will plan to go there maybe next week. Yes, to try some things with him.
Thank you very much, Judith. Oh, you are my friend indeed. Thank you.
Yes. I will go. I have so many things to do.
So when you say next week, it will be when? Monday, Tuesday. You know I'm eager.
I will call you. I will call you on Sunday. Let me go. See you next.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Judith. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, when they call your name, don't panic. Be courageous and stay all the case before the president of the tribunal.
Okay, thank you.
Case number 315/2019/13. Pitting Mrs. Blessing Atangana, ne Batibo, versus the Atangana family. So, Mrs. Atangana, please come up to the witness bar. Do you swear to say the truth, nothing but the truth, and only the truth?
I swear to say the truth, nothing but the truth.
State your case.
Thank you, Mr. the President. Members of the court, thank you. Here I am for 8 months. I'm living a miserable situation. A woman who had everything and who was not in need of nothing. A woman who could have everything she needs. A woman who was loved and respected by the husband. A woman that God has blessed with 5 kids and who are still at the primary school, but who cannot see her children any longer, but who is now living in the parents' house, who has lost everything, who has been beaten by the in-laws. And that is my situation. I've come here so that the justice, so that the court should say something concerning my situation, because it is so unjust for the people who have left in my house, for the people of whom I've taken care, and now who have sent me away, who have taken my properties, my children, who are about to become street children. Please, Your Honor, let the justice be done.
Thank you very much. We are going to call the defendants to the witness bar, the Atangana family. Can you please move to the witness bar?
Yes.
You swear to speak the truth, nothing but the truth, and only the truth?
Yes, I will speak the truth and only the truth.
Yes, you?
What this woman is saying is a great lie. Because she got married to my brother in a legal way. In a very legal way. And her father forced her to marry my brother. In our family, We don't have such people like this. And we have a will written by our brother that this woman will have nothing, even anything, because she came into his house where he has already have everything established in his own property. See, my sister is here. She's here. She can also bear witness with everything. My sister, you had something.
Order in court. Order.
I am Grace Atangna. This woman is a wicked woman. Yes, very wicked. You have killed my brother. Woo, to become Veuve Joyeuse. Woo.
Madam, order in court. No, you don't point fingers here. Order in court.
You are a wicked woman. You are wicked.
Excuse me, please, madam. Before you get to the witness bar, you need to be sworn in. Can you please be sworn in? Madam, please, order in court. You have to swear. Do you swear to say the truth, nothing but the truth and only the truth?
I say the truth. Only the truth. I say that this woman, she become in our family to kill my brother. My brother. This woman, God will pay you. You are a wicked woman to become Veuve Joyeuse, Veuve Joyeuse.
Okay, thank you. I've listened to your different cases, Mr. President of the court. I think we have heard their cases. The family council apparently hasn't been constituted, so the decision is yours.
Looking at the case of Mrs. Blessing Atanganani Batubo versus the Atanganas, the family council have not been constituted. For that reason, the case has been adjourned to the 24th of April, 2020. Court.
My lord.
No? It is like that. It's like that. Look at that one. She came even to talk.
My honor. Oh, that case. It is my friend. And she suffered a lot. And we know the Lord. I know the Lord as you know. Then I want to handle that case very gently. To let her enter in all her rights.
I have told you that I can handle this case. And so I don't see the reason why you are bothering me again. Come to my office on Wednesday at exactly 12 noon. And when you are coming, come prepared. I will know what to do.
Okay, prepared how?
I don't want you to keep belaboring that point. Come prepared and I will handle the point. The issue.
I can see him. How much do you have?
5 million.
Non, vous savez, on, elle doit payer parce que vous, elle est très méchante. Même s'il faut donner 10 millions, on doit la faire souffrir.
Yeah, I think 10 million is okay. 10 million is good.
Les enfants. Yeah,
even 10 million can do that.
Okay.
Add something.
Okay, thank you. Your worship,
what is it again? We've just adjourned the case. So why are you people here again?
You know, I called you last night before the case of today that my clients and myself, we are ready to see that this case goes through. Yeah, that this case goes through, and we want your competency to handle this case.
You know from your heart of hearts that this woman is right. For that reason, the case is complicated. You know it so well that this woman is right. That is why the case is complicated. It's not so easy to handle as you think. But the woman is right.
You know, your worship, we've handled complicated cases than this before. You know, the last two cases I handled with you, you handled it. Nothing is impossible with Cameroonians, so we are going to handle it.
I really don't have a lot of time to talk about that now. But because of the nature of the case, you know what to do. You know what to do. I don't have a lot of time now. You can go. I don't have a lot of time now.
So, Your Worship, whatever you want us, we are ready to comply with you.
Do everything. To see that. Do everything to see that things go well.
Thank you. I told you that it's an easy matter to handle.
Okay. Wow, I'm really wondering, thinking hard on exactly what to do concerning this Miss Atangana's case. I really know this woman. She's suffering and she's on the right. This property is really hers. But given what the other guys, these other people have given to me, I'm not exactly sure what to do. I am thinking and wondering, how do I really handle this case, because it's hard. And I need how to... Okay. Allô, mon commandant.
Oui. Allô, honorable.
Yeah, bonjour.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Ça va. Dis-moi, le petit là, il continue à me déranger. Depuis que j'ai construit ma maison, là, il fait que faire les tours. Et chaque fois que je rentre, madame me dérange. Que tu as déjà fait? Tu n'as pas avancé dans ce dossier?
You know, the case is really getting complicated. And commandant, mon commandant, you understand that they are really on the right, and the property is there, so it's really complicated.
Non, moi je suis un homme en tenue, donc il peut pas, un enfant comme ça ne peut pas t'influencer. Il peut pas t'influencer. Moi j'ai des millions même à te proposer. Vraiment, il faut qu'on en finisse avec cette histoire.
Well, you talked about that before. Just forward it. I will discuss with some other people, and we will see how to be able to handle it and to have things work.
On ne faut pas t'amuser parce que là, tu sais, c'est nous qui avons le pays. Hein. Il faut faire quelque chose. Il faut qu'on en finisse avec cette histoire.
Well, just hold your peace. We will handle it and see how things go. Oh, and we'll handle it and see how things go. Hello. Who is there?
Good afternoon, Your Lordship.
Oh. Welcome. What can I do for you?
Yes, I came concerning my land. You know, the land that the commandant is fighting against. You know, it's my father's land. Just because I had to travel to go and study and I'm coming back now and you people are trying to take my land off. It's not fair. That's not fair. Even the chief knows that land belongs to our family and he's trying to take it off. So I needed to do something.
Well, you understand that your case is not that easy, and now you know what to do. You know what to do, and you should do it, and then things will go fine.
No, Your Lordship, you know that's our land. It's our land, and you know what we have given at least to start the case is that man doesn't need to have that place. It's our land. It's our land.
I really don't have time to be arguing about this. If you think you can't really do what needs to be done,
please try to see into that case. It's our land.
I say I have a lot of things to do. You know what to do, and you should do it. If you don't want to do it, you leave my office. I say leave my office. Go. Yes, who is there?
Good morning,
yes,
my worship.
Yes, you are welcome.
Thank you.
Have you come prepared, as I told you the other time?
Yes, we have some documents there, papers that they let...
The land title, my land title is here. All the three land titles,
and then the husband,
they are there.
There,
the birth certificate, many, my children, my marriage certificate, everything is there.
Yes, everything is there to convince the court, so that the justice has to be.
Please, I told you people that when coming, come prepared, come ready.
I don't want to keep hearing this old story. I've been hearing this for you for a lot of time, for many times. I ask you, come ready. You keep bringing me pieces of papers.
But my worship, we don't understand this language. Prepare how?
You understand quite all right. You are not strange. You are not a stranger here. You understand what I mean. If you keep bringing these papers and you don't put a stone on it, the wind will keep taking it away. You need to keep something. Put a stone on it so that it doesn't fly off. You leave it here without putting something there, it will fly off. So if you are not ready to do something, please you walk out. I have a lot of things to do.
No, my worship, we came here with all papers that to prove the justice in that case, so that my client won the.
I don't know. Please, sir, can I really get you? Please, can I really get you? These are my documents. I've gathered everything. My father had my documents. Everything is here. You see, this is my marriage certificate. Can you see it? Look, this is my name. This is my ID. Look, that is my name, sir. That is my name. Legally married, you see. So this is the birth certificate. This is the of my first son, the firstborn, the second one, the third one, the fourth one, and the last born. Here are the birth certificates. You can check and see everything is there. The name of my late husband. This is...
Please, you understand what I mean. I am not blind. I am seeing what is there. And you are not deaf. You are hearing what I am saying. You need to do something. You think that I'm not just sitting here for nothing? You need to do something.
Mon président,
what should I do?
Ma cliente est une veuve. Comme elle est veuve là, elle n'a pas d'argent sur elle. Mon président,
okay, I think you just have to go. I have a lot of things to do.
I have
said you have to go. You don't come to my office and you keep insisting. Please go. You don't keep. Walk out, please. Walk out. I don't have time. I don't walk out of my office. I say leave. You know what I mean. So you leave.
Is it true?
Walk out of my office.
There's God in heaven.
Please. Walk out of my office. You know what I mean. Go.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Pastor, welcome.
Thank you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
Welcome, Pastor.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a seat.
Okay.
Pastor, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome,
thank you.
Pastor.
Thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you. Wow.
How is it today?
We thank God, Pastor. We are alive by the grace of God.
All right.
Welcome.
So I've come to greet you people and to share a bit with you.
Thank you, Pastor. You are welcome.
Yes. Your father told me the difficulties, the challenges that you are going through in the family.
Really, Pastor. It's not easy. It's not easy. You see... everything has changed. The life circumstances, I'm here alone. My kids are not around. You see, what can be my situation now? Thank God for Daddy that is there, and I really thank God for his life. It's not easy. It's not easy. Can you imagine that the other day at the court, the judge decides. I'm quite sure that these people went to see him. Yes, and that he decided that there's nothing, that I've lost everything. Pastor, that I've lost everything. That the sweat of my late husband, that everything is gone. That my children are remaining without future. Pastor, when I came into that home, I was well educated. My father is there. He sacrificed for me, sending me to school. I did not think about my family. I did not think about my father.
Well, I think it's okay. It's okay, Sister Blessing. I've heard this thing many times, and I just want to said that your father has spoken to you enough, and many other people have also spoken to you about this issue.
Yeah, Pastor, I'm really broken about the situation of my daughter. I am the one who actually put more pressure on her to marry that man. But I was looking the way the man was very rich, and I thought it was a very good, it would be a very good place for my daughter to sit there, to be there. But fortunately, when this man died, my daughter is really badly treated as a dog, and I'm really feeling sorry.
Aish, Pastor, that girl. Can I even call her a girl? Pastor, she came and she got me beaten. Just after 2 days that they buried my late husband, she came as weak as I was at that time, Pastor. She came and she got me well beaten. She came with somebody, I don't even know. Or was it a friend or was it a cousin? I don't know.
Well,
just for the properties of my husband.
Yeah, I think that in all these things, the way you are sharing, you surely have some people in your heart that you are really feeling bad about them.
That's for some people. Those two people, that girl and that boy, over my dead body, I'll never forgive them. They will see. They will not see good on this earth.
Well, I think the idea of forgiving them, I think you should forgive them, as I've been telling you.
That you mean to forgive. To forgive, Daddy, you are the witness of everything. You are the witness. You are the one paying now even the consequences of what they have done to me. Daddy, what I'm now doing in your house?
It's okay.
You're not supposed to be in my house.
I think what your father is saying is true. You have been in the church. You are a Christian. Sure. And you know the Bible requires us that we have to forgive before God will forgive us. We don't have to keep people in our hearts.
They are also a Christian family, your Pastor. They are also a Christian family. Those are Tangana that you see that like that. The grandfather was a pastor, like you.
I didn't really know that. That is how the family was. It is now that I realize that the family was a very bad family. By the time you were getting married there, I was sending you there. I didn't know that is how they are.
Daddy, I can't blame you. In fact, at the first beginning, I was not happy. I was saying that, but because I thought about my education and my future, I thought I could choose a man of myself. But after all, I realized that, okay, the man was, you see, a good man. But you, what happened after? What happened after? That's my problem.
Yes, I would like to continue to tell you is that you will forgive them, and the pastor is here, and we'll continue to pray for them.
Forget that girl at Tangana and that boy at Tangana. Daddy, I can tell Pastor, but not you. You know everything.
Yeah, yeah. Sister Blessing, as that I've said, it's not only me saying it, but the Bible says that you should love your enemies and they pray for them. Even those who hate you, you have to love them and they pray for them.
I cannot.
Just hold your heart, just hold your peace, and ask God to give you that heart to be able to forgive them from your heart. And even pray for them. It's your responsibility as a Christian to do that. To remember what the Bible is saying, you have to do that. So no matter what people are doing, you remember in the Bible, somebody asked Jesus that he should ask his brother to share things and they give his own. And then Jesus asked, who kept me to be your judge on earth here? So Jesus was making them to know that his main concern was to come and save people who to seek and to save people who are lost. So Jesus came to save us. And so he wants us to forgive. So no matter the injustice that people are practicing, our God remains a just God. He remains a just God.
You mean injustice? The magistrate, the shame, the rejection. The other day at the court, the man just stood and declared that, anyway, there's no hope for me. That I should forget about this thing. And he even drove me out of his office like a little dog. Hey, God.
I'm just pleading with you to just hold your heart and don't focus much on the things of this world. Don't focus on the things of this world, because the things of this world, they are passing. But the word of God will never pass. All those things that they have taken from you, the money that they are using for bribes, all those things, they will never help them. They will not give them peace. The only thing that can give peace is to be with God, to have Christ in your life. And you, having Jesus Christ, you are on a better position. So I'm pleading that you should trust God and put your heart, lean on him all the days of your life, and that you will see what he can do in your life. He may not only give you physical things, but he can. The life that he's giving you is more than the physical things that we need. Mm-hmm. So I will...
You are my daughter. Blessing, you are my daughter. And I am talking to you from the bottom of my heart that you should forgive those people and let us continue to pray for them. Thank God that the pastor is here and we will all be praying.
I really want to plead with Sister Blessing that she should make up her mind to forgive these people, to forgive whoever that has caused her any problem in the family, and even forgive her own father, and listen to her for the advice that he is giving. So can we pray at this stage? So, Father, we want to thank you for allowing this situation in this family. Thank you for ministering to them through different voices. Oh God, I thank you for bringing us together, and we pray that they will be able to listen to the counsel and the advice. Give them peace. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Okay. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I wish you well.
Thank you, Pastor.
I wish you well. I will continue to pray for you people.
Thank you, Pastor.
I will continue to pray for you.
Please, Pastor, you know the court case. Yes, so the thing is still there. I have hope that God can still do something for me.
We will continue to pray. But also, I've assured you that even if finally you lose the case, know that God is with you. And he is the God of justice. And no matter the injustice in this world, our God is a God of justice.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Thank you.
Okay, Pastor, you greet the family for me.
Okay, I will do.
Yes.
I will do. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a safe journey back home.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye, Pastor. Bye. It is true. It's the word of God, and there's nothing I can do against it. Yes, I have to forgive them. And above all, I have the future of these children that I have to, yes, to ensure. And they have to go to school. They have to be fed. They cannot stay with my sister. Yes, my sister cannot bring my children up when I'm still alive. And another thing, my father is already tired. He cannot take care of them. So, oh God, oh, what can I do? Yes, what can I do? What can I really do? Ah, things are not easy here. It is true that, yes, my father used to have a shop, but that business, ah, okay, yes, yes, I can remember. Yes, yes. My husband told me before he fell sick, he told me about this business of Watafufu, yes, exporting it from Cameroon to Nigeria. So, but anyway, hey, what a strange number. What a strange call. The blood of Jesus. Hello?
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Afternoon, sir? Is it sir or madam?
It's sir. It's Mr. Osero Sarame from Botswana.
Botswana?
Yes. We have been trying to call your husband for a long, but his phone is off. One of my my partners in our business told us that you have lost your husband.
That's true. My husband passed away 2 months ago.
Ma'am, we are really sorry for that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
But your husband was having some shares in our companies, so we found out that you are next of kin.
Yes, sir. What does it mean? Is my husband was he a debtor in your company? Is there some money that I have to pay?
No, ma'am. He got some interest, so that means he got some money in our company.
Okay. So what do we intend now to do with the money?
We have been thinking that we should give it to you, but we have two options for you. Do you want to take it? Should we pay it through your bank account, or do you want to keep it and then join our company?
What is the amount of the money, please?
For now, those kind of things, we cannot talk about them through the phone.
Please, let me know the name of your company.
Our name of our company is Jamal Car Motors.
I can remember, yes.
Yes, ma'am. But hope I'll be traveling from Botswana to Yaounde next week, Tuesday.
Okay. Would you bring the money along?
Those kind of things we will discuss there, and then it's up to you. But if you want it, we can just deposit it there.
It's okay. You have my phone number. You have my contact. Once in Yaounde, please do contact me. As such, I wish you a safe journey.
Yes, ma'am. I will. When I get there, I'll contact you so that we can meet.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jesus. Hey, I'm not dreaming. Let me see. Is it a chair? Hey, let me check my body and see. Hey. No, I'll call somebody. Let me call Dad. If he answers, I'll know that I'm not dreaming. Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!
Yes,
Daddy! Hey! He has done it, though. He has done it, though.
What is wrong?
Hey,
what is wrong? What
see
is
this
wrong?
Number. See this number. Huh? And let me tell you the story.
Yes?
See this number. Pastor is a prophet, though. That pastor is a prophet. Hey!
What happened? Daddy. What happened with this number?
My late husband, business partner.
Yes?
He has just called me from Botswana. You know that business he told you?
Yes.
He will ask you that you should see your pastor to pray for it.
Yes. And the pastor has been praying for it.
What business. Mm-hmm. So he invested in that company. And now it is the time for him to reap. You see? Yes. What he has invested in that. So that the CEO just called me. Mm-hmm. And he said that they have some amount of money. You see? Yes, and that they have to give me the amount of money. That business over Tafufu. Yesterday, I told you that I wanted to have a quiet time.
Yes.
Because I want to present it to God.
Yes.
Is it not the answer from God?
It's answer to prayer. And how much money have they given you?
He said that it is not, that you just imagine, that is not that type of business of money that you just talk over phone. That he is coming to Cameroon. And that he... Please, today is Sunday.
Yes.
And he said that on Tuesday, he's coming to Cameroon.
That yes, really, that's answered.
God is alive. Yeah. My father, you are God is alive. I didn't know you answered me this way. Hey! I didn't know he will answer me this way. Thank you, Jesus. Daddy, my father.
That's why I was advising you to always forgive and forget. And that's why God has answered our prayers. I will still inform the pastor to continue to pray. And this man will
do everything that God has done. The God of my father is alive.